The Art of Radical Women. It's our talk on KCRW. The women's movement of the 60s and 70s generated an abundance of art exploring identity and expression, sexuality, especially right here in Southern California. But not too far away, south of the border, there was another artistic undertaking that was going on, the bounty of which you can see at the Hammer Museum. And Hunter Drojo-Yoska-Philp is here to talk about it for today's Art Talk on KCRW. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
So while the women's movement was happening, we're talking decades ago here in this country, what was happening in Mexico and in the rest of Latin America?
Well, it turns out that many of the same things were happening. Much of the art in this exhibition looks very much like the art that was produced in the United States or Europe in the 1960s and 1970s. So those ideas about women being liberated from centuries of oppression, those ideas really traveled fast.
What are you going to see when you check out this exhibit over at the Hammer?
Well, you're also going to see a lot of work that's similar to what you would have seen here in the same period and in some of the exhibitions that have preceded this about American or European feminism. You'll see a lot of black and white grainy video and photographs. And partly that's because this is the legacy of conceptual art. This is an era of performance art. So, of course, many of the artists were using the newly invented Sony Portapak to document these performances and document themselves. And you're also going to see gallery after gallery full of naked women, women documenting themselves with unclothed. And the idea of that is partly taking their bodies back for themselves. Women are sort of addressing the issue of the fact that they'd been represented by male artists for the most part, for centuries, and here they were able to represent themselves.
I know there is this new Pacific Standard Time series happening over at the Getty, not too far away. How is this exhibit going to be a part of that? Are they intertwined somehow?
Well, one of the best things about this series, and the first one was, you know, like, gosh, 6 years ago now, and it did the Art of Southern California, is that there's a lot of money put into scholarship and research. And that's something most museums just don't have the money to do, or colleges for that matter. So curators are always go begging for this kind of time. And they not only fund these exhibitions that take on difficult topics like the women's art of Latin America in the 60s and the 80s, but they also fund these weighty catalogs that are full of essays and checklists and documentation and timelines. And these are the legacy of Pacific Standard Time. This is really worthy stuff.
I kind of ask you because, you know, when you say we're talking about photographs of naked women, from an artistic point of view, that is wonderful. Obviously, they are exhibiting. They're taking their bodies back, as you say. But there, I can imagine there is some sort of maybe controversy. Is there a problem with them doing this?
Well, one thought that occurred to me in going through the show is that isn't it great that women today can make art that's a little bit more sophisticated in its discussion of these issues, the feminisms, the ideas involved. I mean, this is the very beginning of the ideas of women coming to terms with, you know, how they could make art by themselves, for themselves, and try to find an identity, that find a presentation there that was just theirs. But there are, you know, generations of artists now who've evolved, and it's almost a relief to realize that that's happened. And when you go through the show, it's actually with a relief to find the parts of the show where there are extraordinary sculptural and painterly works. There's a carved wooden piece by Marisol, who had Venezuelan parents and who was very well known in the pop art period, but her work is always fairly underrepresented. It looks strong and fresh here. And there are lots of discoveries. There are sculptures and paintings by women whose work I don't know, who are not household names, that look extremely powerful today. And so it really looks both like a documentation of a period of time and also a launching pad of what has come.
And as you do, when you go to a museum, you learn something, right? Something you didn't know.
Certainly in this museum show, which is, by the way, I can remember that the Hammer is associated with UCLA. It's a teaching institution, and this is a perfect place for a show like this to be held.
Now that exhibit, by the way, on view through December 15th over at the Hammer on Wilshire Boulevard. Hunter Drojo-Yoska-Philp with today's Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Steve.